MNN Sports, this is Sean Maloney. Anthony Edwards scored 22 points, including a clutch three late, as the Timberwolves beat the Rockets 136-132 last night in Houston. Wolves coach Chris Finch on Ant's minutes versus Houston as he manages an injury.
You know, we were supposed to keep his minutes a little shorter, but we had to push him out. So, you know, if you sit him every 5 minutes, you're not really going to get a good blowout. So we gave him a good long run in the second and third, and then, you know, we knew we had 5 minutes left for him.
Terrence Shannon Jr. added 23 points off the bench as Minnesota snapped Houston's 8-game winning streak. Finch on Shannon having another big game.
Well, I mean, obviously he's shooting the heck out of the ball and shooting with a ton of confidence. And I think he did a really good job of mixing it up too, getting to the paint, not just settling for the jumper all the time because it was going in.
The win locks the Wolves into the number 3 seed in the West. Minnesota played without Julius Randle for a second straight game, but 7 players scored at least 15 points. Minnesota United fans should be ready for another late night. The Loons are back on the West Coast this weekend, heading to Snapdragon Stadium to face San Diego FC. Minnesota comes in trending up after a scoreless draw at Seattle and an impressive road win over the LA Galaxy. Defensively, United is starting to look like last year's squad again, even without captain Michael Boxall. The back line has allowed just 1 goal over the last 2 matches, with goalkeeper Drake Callender among the league leaders in saves. And the Minnesota Twins saw their 4-game winning streak come to a halt last night, blowing a 4-run lead in a 10-4 loss to the Toronto Blue Jays. Starter Simeon Woods-Richardson cruised through 3 innings, but unraveled in the 4th inning, allowing 5 runs as Toronto erased the deficit in a span of 7 batters. Manager Derek Shelton says Woods-Richardson was sick pregame and throwing up.
He ate something really bad today, so he was throwing up pregame. I mean, after the 3rd, he wasn't in a great spot. We were hoping to get more out of him, and it just looked like he kind of ran out of gas.
Blue Jays scored in each of the final 5 innings, including a milestone home run from Dalton Varsho. Joe Ryan takes the mound for the Twins today in Game 2 against Jays lefty Eric Lauer. This is MNN Sports.